Monica Ng is a reporter with Axios Chicago. Monica, was it you who was out on a campaign to try and find different plates of food that are identified as the biggest, the best? Is that you?
Well, I am actually looking for that, but I think it was Block Club. But we had the idea before they did, like, the heaviest sandwich in Chicago. Spiciest food in Chicago. I did the garlickiest food in Chicago once for the trip.
I think we talked to you last year, and you were eating a locust.
Right, cicadas.
Cicadas, yeah. You're bold. You're bold. I was reading your article on Axios.com about the federal SNAP changes that will certainly impact people in this state. How many people will be impacted?
Well, estimates are that about 360,000 people risk losing their benefits under the new provisions. About 1.9 million in Illinois use SNAP right now.
1.9 million. So what happens if their benefits are lost? I know someone who relies on SNAP. I think they get $125 a month to eat as a single person. They have challenges and they can't eat on $125 a month. So if that's cut, I don't know what they do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it not only could affect hunger because it's really, you know, a big part of a lot of people's food bill, a lot of them seniors, a lot of people with kids, a lot of people with disabilities, but it also affects local businesses because if those millions and millions of dollars aren't going to be spent at local businesses, that hurts the local economy as well as creating more hunger.
Right, because I think most people think, well, I'm not on SNAP, doesn't apply to me, I'm not worried about it, but it does impact all of us.
Right. You know, there are stores, both big and small, in Chicago who simply won't see as much spending. You know, and so, you know, some people could defend the changes from the big budget bill that require more proof of looking for work and finding work. But they say that the red tape is simply going to take people off of this program when they need it, and it's not that they don't qualify, but they weren't able to come up with the documentation.
Yeah, and that seems to be the problem, right? We're going to need nonprofit organizations to step up and help some of these people because, as you mentioned, many are seniors. Some are single moms who simply don't have the hours it might take to fill out all the forms that need to be filled out. And, you know, if there's one mistake, it gets bounced back. And some have mental health or challenges that impact their ability to fill out these kinds of forms.
Yeah, and, you know, when people challenge it and say, well, no, we simply want them to bring this documentation in, and they say, well, if you believe that they would actually be able to bring the documentation in, you wouldn't be counting on these enormous cuts. So it seems obvious to those who voted for the bill that it is going to result in a lot of cuts because people aren't going to be able to cut through what Democrats are calling red tape. On top of that, it's going to cost the state a lot more money to do these extra verifications. They've already hired another 100 people. They think it's going to cost $80 million extra just in the staff that they need to kind of process this red tape. And if Illinois does not reduce what's called its payment error rate by about half, it could be on the hook for $700 million more in SNAP benefits that the feds used to take care of. So instead of the feds paying out these benefits, Illinois would have to.
Right. So that affects every taxpayer in our state?
Yeah. And, you know, it's very wonky. I tried to make it as simple as I could, but this payment error rate is if the state pays either $57 too much or $57 too little to someone, that automatically dings them as having created an error. And Illinois' rate is about 11%. It needs to get down to 6%, or else it's going to be on the hook for another $700 million in SNAP costs. But here's a weird thing. In Alaska, their error rate is 20, but they don't have to comply. They don't have to get their error rate down. Why? Because Senator Lisa Murkowski apparently made a deal and told the White House, I will not vote for this bill unless you exempt my state from having to fix these errors.
Oh, I remember that. She was one of the holdouts, right?
Yeah, and they needed that vote. So if the error rate is such a big deal, why do they get to be exempt but Illinois doesn't?
Wow, that is unbelievable. Hey, and I wasn't wrong. I just had the wrong title. I was talking because I saw it today in my inbox. You did the piece on Sweet Home Of, and you put a big plate of eggs and steak and hash browns on there. That's what I was talking about.
I am a hard eater. So every time there's a restaurant in Chicago that says Home Of the something, I stop, I put on the brakes and think, all right, I got to try it. I got to figure out what this house specialty is. And so the steak and eggers, they always say Home Of the hearty eater. I thought that was a dish, but instead they're the Home Of the 1 pound T-bone steak and Home Of the steak and stack. So that's what I tried. And yeah, that was a lot of food. It was a whole steak, two eggs, hash browns, pico's eye, and a whole stack of pancakes.
And you said it was a 3 out of 4, and I'm thinking, well, that's probably something that I might eat if back in the day when I was headed home, you know, after a late night at a bar or something with a bunch of friends, you stop at one of those places and you're like, why did I eat that last night? But that looks like the dish that we would consume.
Yeah, they're one of the few places that's still open 24 hours. We lost a lot of our 24-hour places during COVID, but they're still open all night long. So if you do happen to be going out for breakfast after the bars at 4 a.m., Lisa, you can stop by there for a steak and stack.
These days, it would be getting up at 4 a.m. and having it for breakfast.
There you go.
Hey, thank you for joining us. You can check out that article by Monica and see what she ate at Axios.com. Have a great day.
You too, Lisa. Take care.